worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody had a blessed weekend. Got a lot of wild stuff going on today for Monday. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's a beautiful day. A little bit warm for April, of course, but it's good. Yesterday was one of those, how many chemtrails can you spray in one sky days? I mean, that was like almost a joke. I was actually taking pictures of it again. And this morning I saw a lot of sonic undulation, which is when they use the harp. So I don't know what they're trying to do. Maybe they're trying to park a high pressure zone over, stop the rain that's supposed to be coming down this week. But we're in the middle of a big drought here in Florida. So who knows what they're doing, bud? What's up? What's your first story, bud?
Well, you start off with the first story. I'm going to get a reconnection real quick because I'm having a real, real hard time hearing you again.
Okay.
So I'll let you take it for a minute.
Well, I'm going to talk about Trump's pick for the Food and Drug Administration. Now, this is something, you know, and this is why I like Chuck Baldwin, because he started calling this mess out. And, you know, and Trump's kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth right now. He's telling us he wants to do the implement what he's doing as far as the protocols that he told us he was going to do. But he's not. And he keeps putting more and more of these globalists in. He was talking about how drug prices are too expensive. He was talking about how immunizations are a problem and we need to set up a whole committee for immunizations. But then he turns around and picks an FDA head person that basically is completely and totally linked to Big Pharma. This guy's name is Gottlieb. What's interesting about this, Gottlieb is a physician who was the deputy commissioner of the FDA from 2005 to 2017 under the corrupt Bush administration. He currently sits on the board of several small biopharma companies and advises, listen to this, GlaxoSmithKline, the sixth largest pharmaceutical company in the world. He also works for the venture capital fund New Enterprise Associates and is a managing director of the investment banking firm T.R. Winston & Company. He has earned millions of dollars as an executive and speaking fees and consulting fees from a variety of different corporations in the pharmaceutical industry. And now Trump wants to put him in charge of the FDA. I mean, this is going to be more of the same old garbage with Trump and the FDA and Gottlieb. I mean, why in the world can't he find a guy who is able to go into that FDA and start talking about natural treatment protocols and trying to test these drugs? Right now, guys, 50% of the drugs that are approved by the Food and Drug Administration within 5 years are either pulled completely off the market or have their warning labels changed. He's got a guy who's a straight investment banker. He worked as an investment banker before he even went to medical school, and they told him he needed an MD degree, and that's what he did. He decided to go back to medical school after he was already doing this. This is right out of Wikipedia. You can look it up. Scott Gottlieb. By the way, he's extremely quiet about his personal life. It's hard to get much information on him on the internet, but this is right off the information from Wikipedia. He said basically he worked as a healthcare analyst in the investment bank of Alex Brown and Sons in Baltimore prior to going to medical school. He completed a residency in internal medicine at the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York and is a graduate of the Icahn School of Medicine. He basically has worked in multiple roles for the federal government of the United States, including Deputy Commissioner for Medical and Scientific Affairs at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, in which capacity he served from 2005 to 2007. He helped initiate the early development of the FDA's generic drug user program and the agency's release of the physician's labeling rule. Now, here's what's interesting about this guy. This guy is an insider's insider in the medical industry. He has gotten himself so hooked with over 20 corporations in the medical field and in the pharmaceutical field that he's saying now he's going to divest himself and stop being involved with these guys. This is another clear example of the revolving door policy of the Food and Drug Administration. When these guys end up getting, and this just happens over and over again. In fact, 60 Minutes, when they used to tell the truth back in the 90s, they did a whole show on this. They said that a lot of these guys go to work for the Food and Drug Administration. They get the drugs approved by the companies they had worked for once before. They fast track them so they can make hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on these different drugs they're trying to push through. And then they, once their stint is done with the Food and Drug Administration, they leave the Food and Drug Administration and they start back with the very companies that they help promote their products. And they get these huge, huge, huge bonuses when they sign back up as a payback, I guess, for what they did when they were with the FDA. This is called, again, the revolving door policy of the Food and Drug Administration. It's enough of this. I mean, Trump is just putting these people back into the... I'm starting to think that the swamp's turning into a hot tub, and these guys are starting to enjoy being in the hot tub together. I mean, I really don't know what to say about any of this stuff, except for this is a major, major problem with Donald Trump right now, and he's refusing to deal with the swamp and get the swamp cleaned out. Now, are you back with me yet, Austin?
Yeah, I'm back. How's my connection sound?
Good to me.
Good.
Okay. What do you think about the fact that he put this big pharma insider, and he's actually asking them to put him head of the FDA? What do you think about this? Is complete nonsense. What do you think about this?
It is nonsense. What we're starting to see more and more now is the high hopes that we really expected. A lot of it, you know, as positive as we could have been. It seems to me, in my opinion, that there's a possibility that Donald Trump may be coming compromised. It may not be something that he is wanting to do. Remember, I told you guys before, having as large of an extended family as he has allows a lot of leverage to be out in the open to be used against him. Granted, he's got a lot of money and a lot of power, but it seems to be that he's putting a lot of people in these positions that are just going right back to the globalist agenda. Whether or not he's completely compromised or whether he's doing this to capitulate, to try and keep them happy so he can try and maybe further his more nationalist agenda in the future, I'm not sure what he's playing right now, but I saw a thing too with the FDA, and it's a joke. I mean, the pharmaceutical sales just in the United States were $460 billion last year. Almost $500 billion in sales and pharmaceutical drug sales last year. And the thing about it is the United States government subsidized around $350 billion of that through Medicaid and everything else. This, like that's it. Like you just said, it's a revolving door with the FDA, with big pharma, with big vaccine companies. All these guys collude together. They all know each other. They all get kickbacks. They're all in business together to make as much money as physically possible. And the problem is now the government actually protects it, and not only protects it, it endorses it and encourages it. Like you said many of times, after 1986, when Reagan allowed the vaccine manufacturers to be completely protected, carte blanche protection, have full immunity to anything they produce, it shows you exactly what is going on right now. And it makes it even more clear where, you know, you hear about workplace wellness programs a lot of times in some companies, like they try to help people quit smoking or lose weight, whatever. Well, a new bill called H.R. 1313, who's being introduced by Virginia Fox, is designed to essentially help workplace wellness programs, but it's completely and totally pharmaceutical vaccine sham again, hidden in this legislation of the H.R. 1313, which the numerology there is interesting as well. This is the name of it's 1313. It is a blatant loophole in the bill where companies have the power, any company has the power to mandate their employees get vaccines as part of the wellness program in order to keep their job. This is nuts. This way the company can be in compliance to the federal government's endorsed standard of care, which includes receipts of federally recognized vaccines. This march towards forced vaccinations has gained more ground than we really are starting to realize now. There are a lot of companies out there, especially in the health departments, that are starting to mandate this. The pharmaceutical industry is not going to back down from concocting these crazy vaccinations. It doesn't matter who's injured or maimed. They're going to push this on the entire population. That is their overall goal. The most recent Merck and Co. disaster is the vaccine for shingles they named Zolfistax. From FiercePharma.com reports there have been thousands of complaints from this vaccine for shingles, with injuries ranging from shingles, imagine that, to blindness, paralysis, brain damage, and death. Merck also happens to be the producer of Gardasil, HPV vaccine that's been pushed on females 9 to 26 since its approval in 2006. Per the CDC's own statement, in the U.S., there have been more than 100 confirmed Gardasil deaths and more than 10,000 reports of adverse reactions that they are just reporting on. As we told you before, the numbers that we look at, the CDC, it seems to report about 10% of what really is going on, and they claim it is directly related to that. So those are just the numbers they're stating. We know they're much, much higher than that. Probably a couple 100,000 girls have been significantly injured from the Gardasil vaccine, and probably over 1,000 deaths related to it. Very, very sad to see this happen to our American population, and any population, I might add. Nobody deserves to die like that. Nobody deserves to be injected with these vaccines that kill you or completely paralyze you. That's a horrific thing to happen. But that's what the pharmaceutical industry is pushing. That's what the vaccines are pushing. And that's just what this guy is going to put into place if he really gets ahead of the FDA, Deb.
me read you something real quick. This is from Fred Bell. By now, the secret government, after Roswell, the basically government run by the CIA and the bankers, by secret executive order of President Eisenhower, the Jason scholars, whom we talked about earlier, were ordered to study the projected effects of the nuclear holocaust, the prophecy predicted and made recommendations. The Jason Society made three recommendations called alternatives 1, 2, and 3. And all of these were including birth control, sterilization, and the introduction of deadly microbes to control the slow the growth of Earth's population. AIDS and Ebola are only the result of a few of these. There were others. It was decided that the population must be reduced and controlled, that it would be the best interest for the human race to rid ourselves of the undesirable elements of our society. The joint U.S. and Soviet Union leadership dismissed alternative 1, but ordered we work again immediately on alternative 2 and alternative 3. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. This is what they decided to do with the overall goal of massively reducing the population of the planet. And apparently, these globalists in this deep state that we talked about on Friday, and again, I will say this again, like I said on Friday, when Clinton was asked about full disclosure as far as what happened in Roswell, he told the reporter, there is a secret government inside of the government that I don't control, so I can't do anything about that. Or that's to paraphrase what he said. Basically what he's saying is that, you know, he's not in charge and there's somebody else making these decisions. And I think that that's exactly where we are right now, Austin. I think the deep state, the Rothschild banking cartel, the CIA, and all of these different organizations that are tied directly to drug running, weapons trafficking, money laundering, child trafficking, organ trafficking, all being done through the Sabbatean Kabbalists and their money systems, and the CIA, and the Vatican, and the Bank of England, are firmly in control of the United States. I don't believe for one second that Donald Trump has the authority that we think he has. I don't think he has the ability to do what we hope he could do. I don't think that they'll even listen to him. I think we've been played. I think we've been played by Trump and by Clinton. And I think that Trump may have thought at one time that he had the ability to do some of these things when he was campaigning so hard, doing 2 and 3 and 4, you know, speeches a day. But I think he's realized now at this point that because Congress is so corrupt and they're so compromised because of the pedophilia, the alcoholism, the drug use, the usage of prostitutes, that there's no way to get any true change through. And Steve Quayle said this last year, and I've quoted him on it several times. He said, you can't use a political solution for a spiritual problem. The United States is spiritually bankrupt. The pulpits are spiritually bankrupt. You've got the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it preachers that basically all they want to do is fill their pews and get people to give them money so they can have their 501(c) corporation that could tell them that basically there's all kinds of different ways to get to heaven. You don't have to go through Jesus Christ, which is a complete and total lie. And they want to make everybody believe they can do whatever they want to do and be happy, happy, and feel good all the time and not be responsible for anything they do in their lives. That's what we've got ourselves into. We've got ourselves into this incredibly lazy country now that's unwilling to make the changes or the choices that it needs to make and would rather sit around and watch TV and be put into an alpha, theta brainwave state by the TV set every single night, sit around eating their MSG-laced Doritos and their diet sodas full of, you know, aspartame with their brain entrainment molecules, or even better yet, their fructose, which is going to be just as bad for the liver, et cetera, and just go down the road and don't be bothered with any of these things that's happening. It's so funny. So many people I try to talk to about what's happening today in today's world, they kind of roll their eyes and they're like, we don't really care. As long as we make our house payment, as long as we can make our, you know, doctor bills, as long as we can get our meds, and as long as we get all the stuff that we're getting in these handouts from the federal government, we really don't care what happens as long as we're not required to change our lifestyle or change what we're doing. See, that's what so many people have decided to do in this country, Austin. They've decided that they're not going to ask the questions. They're not going to do what they need to do. They're not going to be part of the change. And see, that leaves us with our incredibly loyal listening group that's out there talking to people about immunizations, that are out there talking to people about GMOs, and we have all these people that are listening to us that are getting healthier and healthier. Last night, I had a friend of mine over from Clayton. they own a place up there. It's called Heaven's Landing. It's a fly-in airport, basically, but you can buy a house there and buy a lot and fly planes in there. And this is up in Clayton, Georgia, which is up in North Georgia near the North Carolina border. And their daughter's like 4 years old, and she's absolutely brilliant. And they told me, they said, all of our friends who immunize their kids and all these kids that we see that are immunized are all so dull. You know, they don't really have a spark. They really don't have the energy or the mental acuity that our daughter has. And when we try to talk to people about it, either they listen or they just shut you down. And I said, well, that's exactly the truth. And the thing about it is, this lady had a child who was 14 years old who was brain damaged by vaccines, who's now basically in a vegetative state at the age of 14. And has been in a vegetative state since it was like about 15, 16, 18 months old. And what causes that is called the cytokine storm. When the macrophages can't kick in and do what they need to do, they release a bunch of cytokines which cause inflammation and the brain swells. That's called an encephalitic scream, when that child starts screaming and it arches his back and starts screaming for up to 18 to 24 hours. And of course, after the vaccines, you tell your pediatrician this happened. They tell you that's normal, that it happens all the time, that the child will get over it. Well, the pediatricians need to get their head out of their other orifice, and they need to realize that here's the deal. If you've got a child that's screaming because it's in excruciating pain because of brain swelling, there's a high probability that child may be brain damaged from that, which is exactly what happened to this young child. And now these parents, of course, are absolutely out there trying to tell everybody they know the truth of what's happening. And of course, the 4-year-old received no vaccines. See, guys, it shouldn't take any of us to have to experience that type of pain or that type of trauma to do the research. It's so frustrating to me, Austin, when we talk to people who are pregnant, or we talk to your friends or some of my friends who are pregnant or their grandkids are pregnant, and we try to get them just to read information on vaccines so they can have an informed choice. I'm not telling them what to do. Just be informed. Realize what the risks are that you're doing to that child and make your own decision. I have a friend of mine who's a pastor, and he's got a really stupid son. I mean that very sincerely. I'm talking stupid. And the pastor kept this kid from being vaccinated his entire life. The kid did great. And the kid turned right off and went to college. And when he was like 20, 21 years old, went and took all of his vaccines like at one time, because he decided he wanted to do it because his dad told him not to. And now he's vaccinating the grandbaby. And it doesn't matter. I've sent him over 200 articles on what vaccines do, potential side effects. Makes no difference. So when I read stuff like I just read, or I talk to you, Austin, about what's going on, or we see the damage to these friends that we have with their children, it saddens me to know that the United States is being controlled by these Jason scholars, and that they're doing everything they possibly can through the CIA and through the hidden societies, including the banks, etc., to reduce the population of the planet. Here's the thing. We have 100 million new people being born on the planet every single year. And it's not in the United States. It's third world. It's in countries like Africa or India or in China, places that basically they don't have the infrastructure to support the growth. The overall growth in the United States without immigration is pretty much zero. We have the ability at this point to maintain our population and have a really good lifestyle in the United States if we're willing to have 2 children or 3 children or whatever we need to have to do that for the people who don't want to have any kids, without bringing in additional people from other cultures that are going to destroy the country. But again, this is all being done with this cultural abasement, you could call it this, to form a mestizo race to make us easier to control from a dictatorial standpoint when they put in their one world government, which is the entire goal of all of this mess, guys, is they want to tie us into that artificial intelligence, to the D-Wave computer. They want to mark us with nanotrackers, with smart dust by the chemtrails. They want to allow us to have chips put into our bodies to mark us. And they want to be able to control our emotions, control our reproduction, etc. There will be a time in the future, Austin, if this doesn't change, that you're going to have to get a permit to have a baby. And then sooner or later, you know, with another few hundred years, they'll be telling you that you can't even have babies anymore, that all babies have to be born in test tubes or through in vitro, so they can have genetic changes made to the embryo before you put the baby inside of you, and natural childbirth is going to be outlawed. You think, well, that'll never happen. Guys, it's going to happen if we don't change this. It's part of what's happening to us. I never thought that our country would have this type of complete and total degradation of our values and our morals in my lifetime. I mean, I'm 61 years old. I mean, I feel great. I got great energy. But I look around me and I see my friends that are so sick. They can barely walk. They can barely move. They're in unbelievably bad health. They're taking 10, 12, 15, 20 different drugs, some of them, a day, prescription drugs. They walk around in a fog. I mean, my high school class reunions have been basically canceled for a lack of interest, because nobody wants to call people up to basically have, you know, a party, you know, every 10 years for our high school graduates from the class of 1973. Nobody wants to do that anymore. Everybody wants to just kind of sit around and just chill out. because everybody feels so bad, nobody has any energy to do anything. It's sad to me, Austin, that this is happening, that these Jason scholars were able to do this and start this mess, and it's still going on today. By the way, Trump is giving war powers to the Pentagon, and he is sending more troops to foreign lands, which is exactly where I told you that I was basically going to start really drop-kicking him at this point, because I'm done with it. Without benefit of public debate, President Trump is sending more troops into the Middle East and Africa that will likely involve the U.S. in more conflict. Lower-level commanders have been given more authority over airstrikes in densely populated areas. This follows in the wake of several bombings in Mosul in mid-March, and witnesses say they killed at least 100 people. The U.S. now is engaging in military action in Somalia with an eye toward Yemen. Week by week, country by country, the Pentagon is seizing control, more control over warfighting decisions, sending hundreds of more troops to war with little public debate. I'm not voting on this. Austin, you're not voting on it. Nope. And seeking greater authority to battle extremists across Middle East and Africa. Now, one more thing that I want to say here. Donald Trump is basically has had it with North Korea. It says, Donald Trump says, quote, "Don't get me started." Donald Trump vows to solve the North Korea problem as White House advisor warns Kim Jong could hit the U.S. with nukes by 2020. That's complete and total crap unless we give them the technology to do that. We're the ones who gave China the guidance missile technology through Bill Clinton, which allowed Bill Clinton to do what he's been able to do as far as, you know, proliferating this mess in these guidance IBM technology, the intercontinental ballistic missiles. Here's what we should do with North Korea. We should pull all of our troops out of South Korea. Let those guys deal with what they want to deal with over there. If Kim Jong wants to go into South Korea, which, by the way, South Koreans hate us, most of them, they want us out, we won't leave. If they want to bomb South Korea, let them bomb South Korea, pull the United States back out, close at least 900 of our military bases around the country, 100 is more than enough to get the big planes around on, and just bring everybody home. This is what Trump alluded to doing when he became president, when we voted him in, and we had these huge rallies for him. All he's doing right now is proving he's another globalist shill, and with this nomination of this unbelievable inside pharmaceutical dude, this Gottlieb, I can't even believe it, Austin. What do you think?
Well, no, the Pentagon's definitely taking over control, along with the CIA. The military-industrial complex is spooling back up in full tilt again. The U.S. Central Command just released this week that they announced the numbers of troops in Iraq, Syria, and other Middle Eastern countries will no longer be reported to the public. And its announcement, CENTCOM spokesman Army Colonel John Thomas declared that capabilities, not numbers, should be the area of focus. And the public will be given estimates of troop sizes in the future if they deem fit, meaning they don't have to tell us at all anymore. The Pentagon's announcement comes during a time when the U.S. military's recent use of airstrikes is under more scrutiny because of deaths of hundreds of civilians in recent weeks, including strikes in Mosul last week, as you just talked about, Dad. Also, too, we saw the Obama administration was less than forthcoming about the number of soldiers sent to these areas by utilizing a variety of tactics, including deliberately omitting large numbers of troops from the official count by labeling them temporary. Well, now apparently the Trump administration is allowing Central Command and Pentagon to not even have to do that anymore. They basically are saying that they're not even going to tell us how many troops are sent into any areas if they don't feel it is necessary, which, guys, that right there is giving them a blank check to go invade any country they want, leave as many troops in any country as we want, and take over the natural resources is what we use our military for. You guys understand why we keep going into Africa. We like taking over the countries over there so we can guard whatever essential resource we feel like taking over in those countries, and then we can put in a Federal Reserve Bank in that country, allow them to default on it after we loan them the money at massive amounts of interest that they can't pay back because we never print the interest, and then completely take the country over by force. This is what we've done all over the country now, all over the world now. And it's not slowing down. It's just getting bigger. Now that CENTCOM is saying that they're not going to tell us how many troops are going to be sent to Middle Eastern countries anymore if they don't see, it's not deemed fit to do so, that right there shows you that they're spooling up for another invasion, or they're spooling up for mass troop occupation in some other country that they want to do now. Even I got this reported today from Zero Hedge, the Russian central bank just opened its first overseas office in Beijing, marking a step forward in forging a Beijing-Moscow alliance to bypass the dollar in the global monetary system and to phase in a gold-backed standard of trade. The opening of the Beijing representative office by the Central Bank of Russia is a very timely move to aid specific cooperation, including bond issuance, anti-money laundering between China and Russia. The new central bank office was opened at a time when Russia is preparing to issue its first federal loan bond denomination in Chinese yen. Financial regulators from the two countries agreed last May to issue home currency denominated bonds in each other's markets, a move that was widely viewed as intended to eventually test the global reserve status of the U.S. dollar. A senior official at the Russian central bank said the two central banks were drafting a memorandum and understanding to resolve technical issues around China's gold imports from Russia, and the details would be released soon. If Russia is indeed set to become a major supplier of gold to China, there's a very high probability of a scenario in the next coming years that Beijing is preparing to eventually unroll a gold-backed currency along with Russia. So this is interesting, guys. We've heard rumors of this for the last couple of years. You know, we've talked about trading in gold as far as with the BRICS and other large economies moving gold-backed currency. This is all starting to spool up, and if that happens, I promise you there will be another false flag. It'll be blamed on Russia or China or both, and it'll start another war to prevent this from happening, because it seems to me, Dad, from what we're starting to see, there's two factions of the globalists. You have kind of one section that seems to be running the United States and the Pentagon and the CIA, and then you kind of have the eastern side more with Russia and China. I don't know how they are linked. I'm really not sure how all that happens, but it seems like there is some type of globalist feud that seems to be going on with these two guys. What do you think about this as far as Russia and China and Russia opening up their first overseas office in Beijing? Do you think they're going to start pushing for a gold-backed currency? See, like they're saying,
well, the whole thing is a lot of obfuscation, because what's going on right now in China is they're controlled by the Rothschild central bank cartel, and so, you know, I don't know who in the world is controlling Russia. I've read that Russia has basically booted the Rothschilds out and are no longer involved with them in Russia. I don't know what's going on with Beijing or China or with Putin, or if basically the Rothschilds have wormed their way back in with Putin. These guys have, it's like playing three-dimensional chess with these guys. There's like 14 different moves taking place all at once. And there's really not a whole lot of, you know, understanding for us, because we don't have all the facts. I mean, here's the thing. We got Trump telling the doggone military to go bomb and kill whoever you want, by the way. You don't have to ask me anymore. I mean, what kind of crap is that? He's supposed to be the commander in chief. And I mean, now we've got, you know, putting one of the top insiders for the FDA, trying to get him back into the FDA, trying to make one of the guys who pushes drugs more than anybody else back into the FDA. I mean, this is complete nonsense. I mean, Trump is being, he is such an incredible disappointment to me. And I called it out in the beginning when, after he became elected, and he started putting all of these people in. Remember, gotta remember this, guys. These are all part of the CFR. Okay, that's what's going on here. We talked about that last week. The CFR basically is that group of people that got started after the Versailles Treaty, after World War One. People are always saying to me, why do you always talk about World War One? Why do you always talk about the Balfour Declaration? Why do you always talk about what happened during the Weimar Republic? Why do you always talk about this? Because that's where all this crap started. That's where it really kicked into high gear, when the Rothschild Bank decided to go in and destroy and kill the Russian family with that giant communist Jewish revolution over in Russia. And you got to call it what it was. I mean, almost every single person involved were Jews. And it's just part of what it is. You say, well, it was a Bolshevik revolution. No, it was a Jewish Bolshevik revolution. That's what it was. And then it permeated and trickled over into Europe, into Germany. Then Hitler got all bent out of shape about that and wanted them out of the country. If you want to read some books, read the history books that were written in those times. Don't read the revisionist history from now. Don't read that stuff, because it's all a bunch of lies. It just kind of takes facts and distorts them. So what we've got to do is we've got to take a look at what in the world these 17 Kabbalist Luciferian bankers have been up to, who they are, what they are, and what they're trying to do. The problem with it is, Austin, is that they control so much of the infrastructure as far as the voting abilities. I mean, even if I talked about this last night when I was on Dave Hodges' show. You know, even if we said we want to vote the Congress guys out that are compromised, there's no guarantee in those particular voting districts in those states that the machines haven't been tampered with. We don't know what's going to happen with all that. They've got to control everything. They control the narrative. They control the media. And always remember, too, they control the polarity. What do I mean by that? They always have the positive and the negative spin going at the same time. This whole thing with Russia and Trump is just a whole giant line of junk. It's complete and total fabrication, but they're controlling the narrative. They're controlling this, the media, with this stuff, so we don't talk about what's going on, that Trump basically has unleashed the Pentagon to do whatever they want to do, or that one of the biggest inside drug guys is becoming head of the FDA. Nobody wants to talk about this on mainstream media, so what it is bread and circus. We have to keep the peasants occupied with the trivia. That's why I'm so frustrated with all of these alternative news people that continually talk about the Russian stuff with hacking, etc., with Trump. All that is what they want us to do. Plus, I'm going to say this, and I said it last time on Dave Pulsifer's show. Dave Hodges' show, so I might as well say it on this show, too. A lot of the alternative news people have had people who have either been Trump people working for Trump or have had Trump himself on their shows during this last election process. And Trump was able to infiltrate the media of the Patriot movement very effectively and efficiently by going on some of the larger talk shows. Now, a lot of these guys on these larger talk shows who are either friends with Trump, have Trump's telephone number, or had Trump on the air with them, they're refusing to call him out, Austin. They're refusing to call him out, and it nauseates me. Look what News with Views did last week with Chuck Baldwin. Unbelievable. I mean, they told him he could no longer put anything that talks about Israel or Trump in a negative light on their website. I mean, I still can't believe that happened, because everybody has been so blinded by the fact that Donald Trump talked the talk and had the rhetoric going on, including myself, because I was so opposed to Hillary Clinton coming in office. But I told you guys, and Austin told you guys, if Trump starts pulling this crap that he's pulling now, we're calling him out. I'm not going to put up with it. Dave Hodges called him out. You know, everybody who was not compromised by either Trump's people being on the show or Trump himself being on the show is calling this guy out now, because enough is enough with Kushner in bed with Soros, and Kushner having an office in the White House, now Ivanka having an office in the White House. What the heck's going on with nepotism here? This doesn't even make any sense to me. I mean, how in the world can any of this stuff be going on and that the vast majority of the population think it's okay? Trump said he wanted to get rid of the Johnson Amendment. All right? He should have signed an executive order getting rid of the Johnson Amendment. Now, it may have been overturned by the Congress. That's judiciary again. That's all right. That would allow the churches to start talking from the pulpit about what's going on in politics. He hasn't done that, Austin. He could have stroked that out with an executive order. Sure, it probably would have required congressional approval, and he had to go back to the drawing board after he did it, but at least he would have tried to do that. At least he tried to do it with the immigration. At least he tried. But we're still having these guys pouring across the border. Nothing's changed. We still have all of these things happening that he said was going to... I mean, what happened to lock her up? What happened to putting Hillary in jail? He's not doing anything he said he could do. So he's either been compromised, or we were both basically sold a bill of goods. And that he's showing us who he really is. I don't know, son. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said a few minutes ago. Is there's something going on. Either he played everybody or he's been compromised. Either way, it's frustrating. And so we just have to continue to do the best we can as far as praying for the situation and trying to wake up as many people as possible still with our show. That's why we appreciate all our listeners, you know, forwarding the show to everybody when we send it out in the emails, trying to wake up the American population and strengthen the Patriot movement is one of the best things that we can do right now, because we have to awaken the sleeping giant. We have to awake the masses. They're just sitting there, like Dad said, in a stupor, drinking their Diet Cola and eating their MSG chips, watching their 90-inch flat screen in a stupor all night. We have to wake everybody up and start making them realize that we can't just idly sit by and pretend like this isn't happening anymore. We have to start being proactive. We have to have a voice. We have to sit there and say, no, we're not going to go spend $350 million on the opening weekend of Beauty and the Beast. We're not going to support that satanic gay agenda that they're openly promoting in that movie. No, we're not going to vaccinate our kids. No, we're not going to support Monsanto and the GMO companies. We're going to close our wallets to companies that support manufacturing like that with GMOs, the companies that go out and blatantly support abortion, companies like Starbucks that support abortion and anti-gun rights, and also everything else you can possibly think of, like hiring illegal immigrants and hiring refugees instead of American citizens that are trying to look for jobs. Everybody has to start being proactive on what's going on in our lives and everything around it in the world right now, because everybody right now just wants to sit back and say, well, there's nothing I can do about that. I just, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm just going to sit here and pretend like it's not happening. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to get anybody upset at me. And that's how everybody acts now, guys. And the problem is, if everybody keeps that mentality, it's only going to get worse, because that mentality is what we've had for the last 20 to 30 years, and look how far we've degraded as a country now, to the point where you can't even pray in school, you can't even talk about Christianity in school, yet you can have open Muslim talks about Sharia law and run out of class to go pray three times a day, and the teachers can't do anything about it. But if you even talk about God Almighty, about Jesus Christ, they automatically say, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about that in here. It's ridiculous. That's how far we've gotten now, to the point now where you have companies aborting babies and selling their body parts, the little children that have a soul, and a company comes in and videotapes them on what they're doing and shows the world, and they say, oh, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing illegal. But the guys that recorded them without their consent, yeah, they're getting 15 felony charges now. Is that really the world that we've come to now? Is this really the United States? I mean, I was so troubled by that last week, guys, when I read that article, how all their charges were dropped in Texas. Now they have 15 felony charges pending on them in California now because of this undercover sting operation. And I mentioned, too, how PETA can go in and record everybody doing all kinds of weird stuff to animals, and it doesn't matter what happens. They automatically get a pat on the back. The people get fined or arrested, and it's great job, PETA. Yet we're sitting there trying to protect the unborn child from being aborted and have its body parts sold on the open market, and nothing to see here. Don't worry about that. There's nothing to see here. Just keep on walking. But those guys recorded it without their consent. They're getting 15 felony charges. We're going to try and put them in prison for 50 years. Yeah, that's what we're going to do now. We're going to show them you can't record people even if they're doing illegal activity. It boggles my mind, guys, and that's where it's headed. Everybody has to start being proactive about what's going on and being vocal and waking up the population, because we can't go at this rate much longer and survive as a country, Dad.
Well, we can. I'm going to read you this out of Genesis. I mean, I've told you this a lot of times, and I've quoted it a lot of times, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. When men began to increase in number on earth, and the daughters were born to them, the sons of God, which is the fallen angels, and saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. And then the Lord said, my spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is immortal, and his days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, I'm going to make sure you guys remember that I've said that, when the sons of God went to the daughters of men and had children by them, they were the heroes of old and men of renown, like the Greek gods. I added that. The Lord now has, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man upon the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind out, whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. The reason Noah found favor is he wasn't contaminated with fallen angel DNA. He had clean seed. And that's why he was able to be carried on. But, guys, listen to me for a second. Austin said, I cannot believe we've come to this. Every thought, every deed, every inclination, evil, all of the time, not some of the time, not most of the time, all the time. And that's where we're coming to, because once these globalists, once these Sabbatean Kabbalists, these sorcerers and wizards, and I'm not talking about, you know, the guys that are doing fake magic tricks on stage. I'm talking about the guys that are controlling physical reality by human sacrifice. These nutbags, okay? These guys, once they figured out what they could do with the TV set with flickerates and brain entrainment molecules like with aspartame and all of the drugs they put them on, we talked about that last week with the pharmacopoeia, and they finally realized what they could do with the TV sets and with the drugs and the pharmacy, they did it. Because they want to have everybody as a slave race to Lucifer. It's a lot easier to get a person who may have one time had a Christian upbringing to bow his knees to Lucifer if that person's under drugs and not in his own right mind. And even if he comes off the drugs after he's gotten used to doing it, he basically will learn the hard way that, you know, he can't walk away from what he started. I was speaking to a man the other day who's in a church that believes that Jesus Christ and Lucifer were brothers. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm not going to name any denominations here. And he said that Jesus Christ and Lucifer were brothers. And I told him, I said, well, are you aware of the fact that your denomination believes that Jesus Christ and Lucifer were brothers? He goes, no, they don't. I said, oh, they do too. He goes, no, they don't. I said, oh, yeah, they do. And he goes, if that was the case, I would never have joined and I would never have been part of this. I said, well, maybe they're going to wait for a while until you get entrenched in what you believe and get entrenched in this church, and then they're going to let you know how they feel about Lucifer and Jesus being brothers. And he goes, well, I don't believe that's true. I said, why don't you check your research on that and find out and get back on me, which he never did, by the way, because I knew he couldn't, because he'd find out the truth was why I was telling him. See, here's the thing, guys. Satan comes about as an angel of the light to deceive people. Okay, he will deceive people. He will pretend like he's something that he's not, just to deceive people. And that's the problem that we have. We have all of these deceptive people out there saying things that you think that they're something, but they're not. They run around as a wolf in sheep's clothing, the Bible says. And basically it says that the believers are kind of naive because they trust people because they're trying to do what's right. There are people out there that are so evil and so perverse and so sick that if you get around them, you may think they're a good person, but everything they're doing, every intent of their heart, every thought of their heart is to deceive you, take advantage of you, and take your stuff. That might be your house, your wife, your kids, your money, whatever, they want your stuff. And once you understand that there are actually people like that out there, it makes sense as to why the world has become so corrupt. By the way, when Dr. Phil aired his episode last week or 2 weeks ago exposing elite pedophilia and brought the woman in who had been under mind control, Dutch TV canceled his show. Dr. Phil has been on television since 2002 and made Dr. Philip McGraw one of the most prominent medical health professionals in the world. Recently, however, the Dutch company RTL has decided to pull the plug on his show because of the show he aired. Is the canceling of the show in the Netherlands connected to the airing of this episode? Consider this. The Netherlands has been under the microscope in recent years for pedophile activity, this is true, at the highest levels of society. In 2014, a Dutch pedophile society even wanted to challenge a Supreme Court ban on their society, saying that banning them is a violation of their freedom of speech. In English-speaking Dutch, NL Times reports, political leaders, including mayor and justice official of Netherlands, have recently been brought to court by alleged victims of child sex trafficking, further illustrating that pedophilia is happening at the high levels of Dutch society. Wow. So here's the thing. Remember Dr. Drew Polinsky's show on HLN was immediately canceled after he made the statement that Hillary Clinton had brain damage at a time when HLN's sister's network of CNN was virtually campaigning for Clinton and disputing any of the health issues? I mean, this is what happens. When you start calling these guys out, you start getting banned on national TV. I had it happen to me personally. Not somebody else I read about when I talked about aspartame back in the 90s, because they didn't want people to know that aspartame was a brain entrainment molecule, that your brain actually has receptor sites from phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol, paint thinner, and that the aspartic acid has receptor sites in your brain which triggers a dopamine response. Aspartame is a brain entrainment molecule. Gives you almost complete and total short-term memory loss in some cases. I know people, you can't even have a conversation with them who drink diet sodas. They can't remember what they said to you the last time they talked to you. Austin, you know people like that. And the sad part about it is, guys, there's still hundreds of millions of people globally drinking this sloth, this poison. It's unbelievable to me, but I start talking about it too much. Then they wanted to debate me at this and do this and try to discredit me with this and with that. And I said, absolutely not, guys. Send me the research. Send me the research that someone else did that said your product is safe. The only research that I can find that says your product is safe is what you paid for. Everybody else says it's not safe. I'm standing with everybody else is not safe. So guys, listen to me. Austin's 100% right. It's gotten to that point now in the planet, on the world, that we have got to wake up. I'm doing everything I can. My gosh, I mean, I've come out of semi-retirement. I've done everything I know to do to try to wake up as many people on our database, our email list, and everything else. And when we started doing the show, we had a lot of people, when they found out my political views, who didn't know about my political views, they deleted themselves off my database because they didn't want to hear what we had. And Austin will tell you that's the truth, because they didn't want to hear the fact that I was going political on what I talked about, because I wasn't going to allow people that I knew to sleep and slumber. Now, the rest of you guys have made up for that slack, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting Health Masters and supporting our effort, because it's because of Health Masters who brings us this show, who pays for this show, that we're able to do this every single day. But guys, nobody else is talking about this stuff. Now, Dave Hodges and I did a little bit last night. But, you know, the stuff that we've talked about in the last few weeks with Pastor Terrell, with Pastor Baldwin coming on with us, you know, we're stepping out there with you guys. We're letting you guys know this is what's going on, that we've been sold over to the satanic New World Order, and they're doing everything they can to bring us to Genesis chapter 6. And guys, that's where it's headed if we don't put a brake on it. What do you think, son?
That's exactly what it is. Also, too, in other GMO news, I like to keep everybody updated on what's going on with that. You know, the one of the biggest arguments with GMO advocates is that GMO food helps to feed the growing population and to help fight world hunger because it yields higher results. We already know this is a lie, that it doesn't yield any higher food whatsoever than non-GMO. And now, however, up until now, there's not been a single study that GMO foods has helped to feed the world in any way more productively or efficiently than regular food. On the contrary, now, one of the million-dollar experiments, the highly hyped GMO golden rice, does the exact opposite. Instead of increasing crop production, these mutant plants have now shown significant abnormalities in their growth, as well as reduced rice yields in field trials, a new study reports. For the highly controversial project with the aim to develop a rice variety that contained high levels of vitamin A, the GMO proponents have long hoped to bring golden rice to the market to enrich the diet of farmers in rural areas with much needed vitamin A. Okay. Researchers believe that the introduction now of this new gene that has caused widespread genome instability that interferes with the production of the plant's growth hormone, resulting in weak, stunted plants and poor rice production. One might think after 20 years of unsuccessful attempts to bring this crop to market, researchers would give up and look for a real solution. But somehow they keep pushing for the release of golden rice to solve the problem. Golden rice, by a lot of anti-GMO advocates, has been called the Trojan horse of biotechnology corporations because the industry hopes it will pave the way for the global approval of other more profitable and commercially attractive GMO crops, reported the University of Washington. GMO crops such as golden rice are not the answer to the problem. We see how glyphosate-resistant crops are going to reduce pesticide use. Remember, that was the big thing, was that GMO crops are going to help reduce the amount of pesticide use. However, today we face massive resistant issues and have never used as many cancer-causing chemicals on our fields than currently today. So you see a lot of these biotechnology things they build in these GMO labs, and you wonder why they keep sinking millions and millions of dollars in them. GMO rice like that would be one of the biggest cash crops because they could grow it globally. That's the big goal, remember, of Monsanto. They want to start growing this stuff globally, completely take over the entire world population of farming with GMO patented Monsanto seeds. That way they can completely dominate and control the food market, Dad. And we're seeing that more and more now. And we're also seeing more and more health issues related to all this GMO. So I thought I would kind of bring that to light today about this golden rice that's been a total flop, yet they're still sinking millions of dollars in it to try and bring it to market.
Here's something that ties right together with you. The global famine begins. The United Nations announces the worst food crisis since World War II is happening right now. This is by Michael Schneider. Great writer, by the way. I know Michael. I interviewed him before. We always knew this would start happening. Earlier this month, he wrote about what's going on in South America, especially Venezuela. But up to this point, I'm neglected to discuss the horrific famines that are breaking out all over Africa. This is all from geoengineering, by the way. Right now, there is desperate need for food in South Sudan, Somalia, Nigeria, and Kenya, and Yemen, even though it's not technically part of Africa. It's being affected by many of the same factors that are crippling nations all over Eastern Africa. The United Nations says more than 20 million people could die from starvation and disease if nothing is done. Guys, this is the plan. See, remember, they want to get rid of the undesirable population. So a lot of these different parts of the world, they consider to be undesirable. You know, I don't know what the heck they're doing to us for, Austin. I guess they're trying to get, I guess from a, okay, let me just share with this. I guess it's kind of like this. Let's step through this for a second. It's kind of, and forgive me for stuttering because I'm thinking this as I'm saying this. I mean, we don't use notes on this. We're not teleprompted on our shows. You guys know that. But here's the thing. Maybe here's how they look at it, and let's try to be a positive spin on this for a second. Maybe they figure if you're so stupid that you're going to keep eating all of these poisonous foods and getting all of these horrible vaccines injected into you and your children, that you're not smart enough to survive, according to the Jason scholars. How about that? Now, I just said something that may even have some basis in truth. Maybe they only want the people that are smart enough not to eat the GMOs, smart enough not to take the immunizations, awake enough and bright enough to realize these things are poisonous and toxin. Maybe they're the only ones they want to breed now. Now, that's the only positive spin I can see on any of this, because they're not forcing us to eat GMOs. They're not forcing us to take immunizations yet. They're not doing that. They're allowing the population of the uneducated in the United States and around the world to poison themselves with this stuff over and over and over and over and over again. Now, in the United States, they've got a secondary problem they've got, and that's 300 million guns. They don't know what to do with that, with all the ammunition and all the guns that we have. So maybe they can figure if they can kill us all off and kill off all the boys who know how to use guns, they can get ahead of us in this country. Because, you know, Deagle, the one site basically says that we're going to have like a 60%, 70% drop in population here in a few years, which I have no idea how that's going to happen, but we can see that happening. Right now we have such bad chemtrails that we've pretty much stopped raining here in Florida for the last four, almost 5 months. You know, our lakes are down just, I mean, by almost like 3-4 feet now. And you go, wow, is it that bad? Yeah, it's that bad. You know, yards are dead everywhere. Everything's like it's in a brown, the orange groves are all dead. So yeah, I remember I talked to Steve Quayle about this last year, and he said that basically that's what they're doing out in the western part of the country in Montana, because it makes up the headwaters of so many rivers out there that they're just soaking them down with chemtrails on an ongoing basis, keep it from raining, to stop the snow melt, to stop the river runoff, to stop the dams, to stop the water, to stop the crops, to stop the irrigation. We've seen what they've done in California. It's all these tests they do on an ongoing basis. So maybe they want us to kill ourselves and only let the strongest ones who have enough sense not to eat this stuff survive. I don't know. That's my take on it, Austin, because I have, for me, my brain doesn't work this way. To me, it's like this. Tell the people the truth. Then let the people decide. Don't lie to them and tell them the GMOs are safe. Don't lie to them and tell them that immunizations are safe. Say, hey, look, you have a high possibility of coming down with these diseases if you immunize. You have your choice, do it or not do it. Okay. You have a high possibility of coming down with these diseases if you eat GMO foods. You can do it or not do it. I spoke to another man this weekend, completely loaded with allergies and inflammation in his body. But he eats out all of the time, and he eats GMO all the time, and his body's basically creating all kinds of antibodies against the food he's eating because it's toxic because of the GMO components. I mean, that's why so many people have autoimmune diseases now, and all this inflammation, they feel bad. Well, I see we're out of time. Guys, I love you. I thank you so much. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for getting your B vitamins from us. Thanks for being part of our family. I mean, it's like a fireside chat. I mean, the other day we had some folks come by the office, and I didn't know they were there. And if I had known they were there, I'd have driven over. I was on the phone with somebody else at that time, and I would want to meet everybody. Because to me, when you listen to our show every day, you know who we are. I mean, we're not trying to play any kind of games here. My gosh, like I said, we're not scripted. We're not trying to put you into a theta wave brain state. If anything, we're trying to get you riled up and get you moving. And so, you know, this is who we really are. This is like if you sat around and talked to us at dinner tonight, this is what we'd be talking about after we eat. I don't like talking about this stressful stuff while I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to produce hydrochloric acid. Guys, I love you. Thank you again. Thank you for supporting us, supporting our family, for being part of our family. I appreciate you. Austin, go ahead and close, bud.
Absolutely, man. We definitely appreciate everything, guys. Appreciate all the emails, trying to respond back to them. You know, and if you guys have a question or two, we're more than happy to always answer that. Just understand if you send us a novel we're going to get to whenever we can get to it. I've had a few of those over the weekend. You know, these 7 and 9 paragraph emails that they want, you know, 40 different questions answered. And we really do try and answer all of them. The problem is it takes so long to answer those types of emails. I can answer another 15 or 20 other emails instead of doing that one for the time being. So just bear with us on that. We appreciate your patience. Also, too, the Immune Support DF is back in stock. We're fulfilling all back orders today and tomorrow. They're going out. You guys are going to love it. We have a new and improved formula. It's even more effective than the last one, and we actually have it now. I have not put it back up on the website yet because I want to fulfill all the current orders and get those done. So all of our customers that have been waiting for it, they've already paid for it. It's on its way to you guys. You will have it within the week. So it's very, very exciting. I'll have it on the website probably by tomorrow or Wednesday once we get everything caught up. And then you guys can order as many as you want. Got a huge batch in. Really, really good stuff. I know a lot of people are excited when I talk to them today about it. Also, too, if you guys didn't hear the show last week, we also have the black seed oil capsules back in stock. We were held up. We just had the liquid for a little bit while we're waiting on our manufacturer. So the black seed oil capsules are back in stock. That's an incredibly good product. You can look that up on the website too. And also the sublingual B12 is on sale for product of the week. It won last week. We put it on sale for over 15% off. That's our methylated B12 sublingual formula. Incredibly popular product. Really helps out with red blood cell, with energy, with immune system. Quick dissolves under the tongue. Really, really good. I've said this numerous times. I'll say it again. I know a lot of people that have to get B12 injections every week, which, I mean, not only do you have to take an injection in the glute every week, you got to get, you know, the B12 from the doctor and everything else. Very time consuming. This product right here, obviously you need to discuss it with your doctor, but I've had a lot of people that were able to come off the injections and go with just this sublingual B12 formula and actually get their blood levels up higher than they were with the injections. So that right there speaks for itself. So yeah, if you guys need anything, email us, call us. We appreciate it. The basic healthy lifestyle kit is going to be on sale for 15% off for another 2 days. It'll be going back on Wednesday to its regular price, which I think is like just 5% off as a kit special, but right now we're still running it, the basic healthy lifestyle kit, for 15% off up until Wednesday. So you can check that out. It's actually on the main page, probably one of our most popular kits that we've ever put together because of what it contains in it. Just everything encompassed in one kit at a really good price with free shipping in the United States. So you can check that out too at healthmasters.com. Check out our sign up for our weekly newsletter on there. We also, too, just started a Snapchat. Landon Harrison are working with that. Instagram, Facebook. Go check us out on the social media. We're trying to get this information out to everybody, guys. Trying to wake up the population. We appreciate the support. We thank you for the time and energy you guys spend listening to our show. And, yeah, guys, thank you for everything. You have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.